There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Good Wednesday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo's Link, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's Gil Alexander. Jeff Parlay is here as well. A smattering today. One of the odder shows on today, just because there's so many little random things going on. We will talk to Jeff Schwartz about the NFL draft a little later on. Jason Weingarten from Under a Cloud of Smoke in Southern California to talk baseball with us. Brady Cannon on the PGA Tour. He'll be in studio as well. Josh Towers. No, don't Josh. Making an appearance with us to talk baseball. He co-host of The Run Line, which we run on Sundays here on the network. We'll talk to him. And we'll also hear from Dave Check, who is the executive producer of the docuseries on Showtime Action. He's doing the Nolan Ryan documentary these days. We'll join him and perhaps the director, Bradley Jackson, see what they're talking about there. Dave is also a big Cowboys fan. See who thinks the Cowboys are going to draft, what position they're going to draft as well. And, of course, the NBA playoffs. My goodness. What a well, in case you missed it last night, the Phoenix Suns lose. Get upset. Get upset by the New Orleans Pelicans in Game 2 of their best-of-seven series. Pelicans take home court. At least for now, they take home court, knotting that series up one game apiece, and do so not only with the victory, but also the development that really goes beyond the game itself. Hamstring injury for Devin Booker, which now threatens to put the 2022 NBA playoffs into the same sort of stratosphere, same sort of realm, I should say, as last year's, where there was nothing but a, you know, a scourge of injuries. First of all, 2 years ago, right, it was Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant back-to-back injuries for the Warriors. Then last year, if we went through them sort of one by one just on memory, and I won't do it by memory. I'll actually go to the phone to try to be as thorough as possible. But last year, Anthony Davis with an injury, LeBron James for the Lakers. The Suns actually remained relatively unscathed. Yes, Chris Paul had a bit of a hamstring, but he didn't miss any time, really. So the Suns and the Bucks were really the winners of the war of attrition getting to the NBA Finals. But it was Davis, it was LeBron, it was Joel Embiid, Luka Doncic. Remember, with Davis, it was the groin strain. With LeBron, it was the ankle issue. With Joel Embiid, it was the torn meniscus last year. With Luka, it was a nerve issue in the neck. With Donovan Mitchell of the Jazz, he was limited by an ankle injury. And then there were others. Remember, Jaylen Brown and Jamal Murray didn't even make it to the postseason last year. Jamal Murray, obviously not this year either. So it's now we have a situation where it's Luka, who might, they say, come back for game 3 of this series against the Jazz. that series knotted up at one game apiece, that there's some optimism that he could. They're going to monitor what he does in workouts here in the next couple days to figure out if they want him to come back for Game 3, which would seem ridiculous given the nature of his injury and the fact that the Mavericks were able to knot up that series at one game apiece. Maybe sit him out Game 3 at a minimum, and then if you lose that one, then maybe think about Game 4. I don't see any reason why he should rush back for Game 3. Jazz, by the way, favored by 6 tomorrow night in Game 3 of that series. But there's obviously the Luka injury. Now there's this with Devin Booker, which could completely, we'll see, possibly derail the Suns' postseason effort. He had 31 in the first half last night. But the Pelicans got it done. 125 to 114, winning it outright as plus 425 dogs in that ballgame. There were 9.5-point dogs, but plus 425 on the money line. And then, of course, all the other injuries, Steph coming back at the right time for the Warriors. They may be the team that actually has the more fortuitous injury path this year. So, and then Scottie Barnes, obviously, with the Raptors. That's kind of killed that series. If that series was going to be any bit competitive between the Raptors and the Sixers, perhaps the Scottie Barnes injury scuttled all of that. So this is it. Huge injuries again in the NBA playoffs. And I guess, Jeff, the question becomes, do you think if Booker is not in the lineup here, and we'll see if he is or is not, hamstrings are funny like that, can the Pelicans actually win this series?
Well, Brandon Ingram doesn't miss a shot in the fourth quarter. They're going to have a good shot to win the series.
If they shoot over 50% from three-point land.
Yeah. Gil, there's
17 of 30, I believe, last night.
With New Orleans, there's plenty of talent, even without a Booker injury, to at least make this series competitive. They weren't going to be able to win it if Booker stayed healthy. They probably would have lost last night, even with those ridiculous shooting numbers, because Booker was amazing before the injury. But I'll give him a chance. I'll give him a chance to possibly pull the upset. Because again, Gil, we're dealing with the Suns, who last year missed Chris Paul for a chunk of time because of the shoulder and COVID. Remember, during the postseason, had a COVID positive test, had to miss 10 days. They survived and made the finals. So they are used to playing without their stars. Paul missed a ton of time this year, survived without him. And Booker missed a little bit of time this year, survived without him. So we'll see how it goes. But New Orleans is talented enough to make this a long series or even pull it off.
And Pelicans fans will tell you, we don't even have Zion. Zion Williamson, who thinks he should be able to play. But the Pelicans brass saying, nope, you're not ready. We have a triple header tonight, beginning with the Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets, Game 2 of that series, with the Celtics up 1-0. And did you see this? We ran this on Primetime Action last night. The biggest thing sort of sports betting-wise that was in the mainstream media last night was Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, their NBA, their number one NBA reporter, when asked about the sort of heated exchanges between Kyrie Irving and the fans in Boston. This was Adrian Wojnarowski on this subject. Listen to where he went with this.
We're going to see more of this in the league. Nothing to do with, there's a different dynamic with Kyrie Irving in Boston. Mm-hmm. But as gambling becomes more prevalent in the arena, people gambling on almost
everything,
everything that goes on with a game, and they're drinking, players, organizations, and you talk to them, they already feel it in the arena. And when people are losing money in real time and they're pointing to a player on the court that said, hey, I bet you to score more points in the second quarter than somebody else, and I lost, you're adding an element to that that we're not talking as much about, but is a real factor in this league. And I think you are going to see more instances of fans being even more vitriolic toward players in this league. And it's an issue they're going to have to deal with, but it comes, I think, with the influx of gambling money that everyone's going to profit off of, both players and the league and the BRI.
Yeah.
But it's going to impact the way the relationship between fans and players in real time.
Okay. First things first, and I think we can all agree to this. The word is vitriolic, not vitriotic. So if you're going to be the number one NBA journalist, let's get that right first. I think that's the first thing we can all establish. Secondly, no one's betting on who's going to score more points in the second quarter than somebody else. That was another thing he brought up. Okay, that doesn't happen. Here's perhaps the bigger thing. And let me just say this. It took me everything, when we ran this on Primetime last night, it took me everything not to curse about this. What a dope. Just shut up. You don't know anything. Like, to throw betting into this is so irresponsible. And I don't know what ESPN is doing with Woj or Schefter as your number one NBA and number one NFL guys, but tell them to stop talking. Tell them to stop talking or tweeting, because they're both just horrible at their takes and their irresponsible comments and tweets. Schefter, obviously, and the Dwayne Haskins and the Deshaun Watson matters, most notably. But as far as this is concerned, really? Like, when was the last time Woj went off on drinking and alcohol use at arenas? When was the last time? How many times has he commented on that? Zero. Zero. So just stop it. By the way, just a point of fact here, Woj. You're dying on the Kyrie Irving Hill. And oh, by the way, and maybe this should be the headline, there's actually no sports betting in the state of Massachusetts. So maybe get your facts straight about all that stuff before you try to rope in betting as the cause of this stuff. Just unbelievably ridiculous. Oh, by the way, Kyrie Irving used to play for the Celtics. Have you never heard of players that go to other teams going back to their former arenas or former stadium and getting booed or heckled? And yes, there are certain towns in America, certain really good sports towns or really passionate sports towns. Let's not use the word good, but passionate sports towns. Boston, Philly, New York, that you might hear a little more of that. Might be a little more loud than in other spots. This is ridiculous and irresponsible. And I cannot stand when someone in mainstream media who knows nothing about betting, has no basis in fact of anything, ropes it in as a cause of this kind of stuff. Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, the most prickly two basketball players, most two prickly athletes you'll ever see. And you're gonna all of a sudden say it's betting that does this with these guys? Just please stop with that. Stop it. It's so bad. As far as the game is concerned tonight, game one was a classic. The series that I said before, on paper, could be the greatest first-round series in the history of the NBA first round. Game one lived up to all the hype. Jason Tatum with the buzzer beater at the bucket, or with the buzzer beater with the layup at the buzzer to win it. Celtics favored by 3.5 tonight back in Boston. Kyrie's going to hear it even worse. Woj is going to say it's more betting on who's going to score more points in the second quarter because the people are getting vitriolic about it. Who you got tonight? You touching this? I'm not touching any of these games tonight, especially after I just botched that Minnesota game last night.
Well, didn't help you that Minnesota played as poorly as they possibly could have.
You just have no idea with these games.
Yeah, it was ugly, that one. For tonight, definitely do not want anything to do with the Brooklyn-Boston game. If you made me bet it, I would take Brooklyn, but don't have any confidence there. Want nothing to do with the Philly-Toronto game. If Toronto's going to get one, common sense would say they get tonight. And we also don't know what Philly's going to look like without Thybulle. Last game, I'm not betting the Chicago-Milwaukee series at all. The Bucks didn't play well and still managed to win game one. They're probably winning tonight.
I think the Sixers-Raptors game tonight is the one I want the least part of if I'm ranking what I want to stay away from
totally
the furthest.
Fair.
Yeah, that's a 1.5-point spread on that. I want no part of that. But should be fun tonight. The Nets and the Celtics and on their way to, at least after one game, being a classic series. We'll come back. We'll talk about this Facing Nolan documentary with Dave Check next. Get his thoughts on the Cowboys draft. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM with all your favorite wagering options along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly, and as always, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Woj got me fired up, Jeff. My apologies. We got Rob Manfred comments later on the show, which are also comical. Not quite as a...
Manfred was trying to... to the right point, just the phrasing was wrong.
He's just... none of these guys know what they're talking about. That's just the most amazing thing about it. Actually, it's not amazing at all. It's what we expect. But it's like, at some point, figure stuff out before you talk about, sports betting. Ladies and gentlemen, on the show, once again, for the first time in a few years, He is the executive producer of a new documentary called Facing Nolan, all about the amazing career and life of Nolan Ryan, and joined also by the director of said documentary, Bradley Jackson. First of all, it's Dave Check, the EP. How you doing, Dave?
Oh, we're doing well, Gil. How are you?
I'm good. People should
hear your voice.
Can you hear me? You're okay? Oh, good to hear my voice.
Yeah, good to hear your voice.
Okay. Dave, people should also know that you were the executive producer of the Showtime docuseries Action, which was about sports betting, and you are responsible for bringing the great Todd Wishnev into our lives. So thank you, Dave Check. We appreciate that.
Well, Bradley Jackson deserves a ton of credit for that as well, since Bradley was the one that found him at South Point.
Bradley,
years ago.
Let me go. I want to get your guys' draft thoughts, too, because Dave is a Cowboys guy and Bradley is a Texans guy. But Bradley, good to talk to you as well. Bradley worked on Action as well, as Dave just mentioned, spotted Wishnev here at the South Point. And Bradley, now the director of this Facing Nolan documentary. Where can we see this? And before we even get to that, what made you want to do this, Bradley?
Well, Gil, it's great to hear your voice. I can only take some credit for putting Todd Wishnev on the map, but I think you have a lot of credit for getting him out of the mainstream.
Maybe.
As we all know, Todd Wishnev is wildly mainstream, you know.
Wildly.
I'm from Texas, and, you know, I'm a big sports fan, and so when you come of age in the, you know, late 80s, early 90s as a sports fan in Texas, you're going to be a Nolan Ryan fan. It's just that simple. My dad also grew up in a tiny town right next to Nolan's tiny town. Nolan grew up in a town called Alvin, Texas, which is kind of famous for being the birthplace of Nolan Ryan, even though it's a wonderful city. And I just have always, you know, I watched The Last Dance, the docuseries on Michael Jordan during the pandemic. And like a lot of great ideas. An idea for me was birthed out of jealousy and rage that I didn't get to make the Michael Jordan documentary. And so I set myself out, like, who is a Michael Jordan that I know of that has not had anything done on them? And it clicked into my mind. It's Nolan Ryan. It's the Express. Now, he doesn't have the number of titles that Jordan has, but he has the records, and he has the Herculean feats. I talked to Dave Check, and we were, he agreed it was a good idea, and we pursued it pretty relentlessly. And, a couple months later, we're in a room with the Ryan family pitching them the idea, and they seemed to really be on board with it. So, and then the hardest part was convincing Nolan himself. Because if you might understand, Nolan Ryan is a very humble guy. Doesn't want to talk about himself that much, but it took some cajoling from his wife and his son to finally tell him now's the time.
Where can we see this, Bradley?
So we are having a massive premiere at Ranger Stadium after the Rangers-Braves game on May 1. If you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, go to that game, stick around and watch the game after that. Then on May 24th, there's going to be a Fathom one-night-only screening of the movie at 7 p.m. all over the country, 700-plus theaters. You can see it there.
Okay, so May 24th, 700-plus theaters?
Yeah, and then we just took a little streaming deal. I can't quite divulge the information on that yet.
Okay.
So it will be streaming, but it will be a while before it's streaming. So, but you will have your chance to see the tall tale of Nolan Ryan either at a theater or at the pleasure of your own home sometime in the year 2022.
All right. The author of the author of seven no-hitters and one who was called to mind the other day when Clayton Kershaw was pulled at a perfect game after seven innings. And one thought to themselves, yeah, I wonder if Nolan Ryan would have given the ball back. Not a chance in the world. So looking forward to that. Dave Check, who's the executive producer of this. Dave, you were also involved in another project, and I just want to get clarification on this. You are no longer involved in the Netflix PGA project?
That is correct. But I just wanted to echo some of the stuff that other Bradley just mentioned about the film, and I wanted to talk about the title a little bit, The Facing Nolan.
Please.
And one of the things that we're most proud of, I think, in putting together this film is the amount of star power that we, that consented to be a part of this film. I mean, anybody such as yourself that grew up a baseball fan, to be able to see the Pete Roses, the George Brett, the Dave Winfield, the Roger Clemens, it is a veritable love letter to the game. And what I love about the title as well, because Facing Nolan is a singular experience when you're in that batter's box. It's kind of like going mano a mano against you when it comes to prop bets during the NFL playoffs. But that's a separate subject. So, but my point being that the second aspect of Facing Nolan that we really felt work as a double entendre is Nolan has to face himself in the mirror at several junctures during his career. Certainly not a spoiler alert to say that people know, if they know his story, know that 5 years into his career, he was a 500 pitcher with the Mets and certainly not demonstrating what his career arc was going to end up being. And I just feel like at that point, and that's one of my favorite aspects of the film, is really getting into that time when it was really a family decision on whether he was going to continue pitching after 5 years, and he ended up pitching 27. It's kind of, really just made unfathomable.
Well, the trailer.
But that is.
Yeah. The trailer gets you fired up because you see, like, he would even on the – I mean, that part is fascinating as well, because there was so much more than the on-the-field stuff. But even, batters took too long in the batter's box and how he would take offense to that and would give him some chin music. It was just, as they say, fascinating subject. There's so many of these from our childhood that have not been explored, and, say, the 30 for 30s of the world have not had a chance to explore, as Bradley was saying. Just the rage of not being able to be the one to talk about or to give a documentary, that treatment to a Michael Jordan sort of fueled him to do this. We only have a couple minutes left, guys, so I just want to get to this. Dave, you're a Cowboys fan. People are betting on the NFL draft. Cowboys, which position will they go in the first round, in your opinion?
My opinion is that we should go with shoring up the offensive line, because I know for many years the Cowboy line has been ballyhooed as this elite offensive line. Frankly, I've seen some chinks in the armor of late, and as you would attest, they have 13 penalties during that playoff game against the 49ers. I would say maybe half of them were probably thrown on the O-line. So I would like that group is getting starting to age out a little bit, so I think we need just an injection of youth.
And Bradley, you grew up in Houston. The Texans have the third pick in the draft. They have to trade that, don't they?
Well, so I would say if the Texans need to draft one position, I would say they draft a new owner. That's my position. I think the current owner, if you're a Texans fan like I am, you could say there's nothing going to happen that's good if we don't get rid of our owner and this guy, Jack Easterby. But yes, if you're actually talking actual position that they need, I actually kind of like their quarterback, David Mills, a little bit. I don't know if he's the future, but it feels like they need some sort of a running game. They claim they have a running game, but they don't. So that's my unexpert opinion on that.
All right.
A new owner would be nice.
Gentlemen, I appreciate you making the time. Again, the documentary is Facing Nolan. Just a great-looking documentary on the life and times, the playing career and beyond of Nolan Ryan, executive producer Dave Check, the director Bradley Jackson. Great to talk to you both again.
Yes, give Todd Wishnev our love. May 24th in theaters. Thank you, Gil.
May 24th.
And say hi to the crack man, too.
We will. We'll say hi to the crack man. Josh Towers, equally menacing, next.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN is all in for the draft next week in fabulous Las Vegas. We got a special draft preview show this Sunday at 6 p.m. Tim Murray and Sean King. They'll break down all the first round prospects and props. Expert guests include legendary broadcaster Brent Musburger, former NFL GM Michael Lombardi, and former NFL lineman and TV host Mike Golic and his son. VSiN's draft preview special this Sunday at 6 p.m. exclusively on VSiN. And don't forget to download our NFL draft betting guide. That's our NFL draft betting guide featuring best bets, mock drafts, and everything you need to score big this draft season. Download it today for just $10. It's Gil Alexander. We are overrun with tweets about the first segment and Woj and my comments about Woj. We will get to those momentarily. Las Vegas Chris, who of course is a big-time successful contest handicapper here in town, who has won multiple contests, he commented on the last segment, just watched the Facing Nolan preview, sent chills up my spine, and I infuriated myself because I have no hope of seeing it anytime soon. Sorry about that. May 24th, Facing Nolan. This also from baseball. So Colorado Rockies, Charlie Blackmon of the Rockies, he is the first active MLB player to endorse a sports book. You hear about this? Charlie Blackmon of the Colorado Rockies has reached a partnership with MaximBet, which apparently is a shop in Colorado only. So the four-time All-Star is going to be brand ambassador and marketing campaigns for MaximBet. Maxim is a, for those wondering, it is an offshoot of the old magazine Maxim, apparently. And I just want to point this out because Rob Manfred, commissioner of baseball, had this to say recently about he was touting the future of in-game betting on baseball in a recent interview on ESPN. He said, quote, "We see it primarily as a form of increasing fan engagement. It's an additional way for our fans to interact with the game. I do think in-game betting is going to be a significant component. I think if you talk to people who are experts in the field, that they don't see outcome betting as a major growth area. It is, in fact, in-game betting, so-called prop betting, that is going to be the growth area, and most of the betting is going to take place on mobile devices." So most of that, Manfred was getting there, right? He was getting close to the truth, and then he said, like, outcome betting, which I took to mean that he doesn't get that in-game betting is also outcome-based betting. I think he thinks that in-game betting is play-by-play betting, is what I got out of that. Anyway, do you think Charlie Blackmon or any active ball player being in bed with a sports book is a good idea? I'm not sure it is.
I'm still perplexed at what MaximBet is.
I know. Totally. What comes with that? Anyway, there's so many little wacky things happening today between Woj and Blackmon and Manfred's comp. Anyway, Josh Towers, ladies and gentlemen, on the heels of a Nolan Ryan segment, it's Josh Towers, equally menacing. How you doing, Josh?
I mean, it's fitting, right? We pitched the exact same.
Yeah, people were in fear of you at the plate. I know they were. Josh, good to talk to you, man. You're the host. You're the co-host, along with the great Ben Wilson, of The Run Line on Sundays here on the network. Good for you, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, there's a trio of us, man. It's really cool. It's a good show, dude. It's awesome. So I appreciate that. Listen, you know, wasn't it not too long ago, you know, if we were even looked in the sportsbook direction, I mean, again, my good friend Frank Thomas for years wouldn't even walk. If we went into have dinner here in Vegas, he would not walk in the entrance where the sportsbook was even close to. We'd have to go all the way around because he didn't want to be associated in any way, shape, or form with anything that has to do with this because it was such a frowned upon thing in our game. And he was such an honest person. We couldn't do anything. And now all of a sudden, because, you know, and I credit VSiN for sports betting across the country for sure. Now it's becoming acceptable. And now we're going to be able to endorse this as players. I think this is very dangerous. And here's the other thing, man. If Fred Manfred is going to alter his stance on this, because we know he's been against it for a while, if he's going to alter his stance, I guess 2 points on this. One, then put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. Let's stop messing around with this, because now you're making acceptable what you're still holding against this man. And then two, I think his thing is like, okay, well, if you can bet at bat to at bat, then they can't. Like, I can throw a game in essence, right? A little bit easier. But if they don't know what I'm betting on them to do at bat to at bat, then hitters probably can't throw that as much and do something negative. So he's in his head, my opinion is he's probably endorsing something that doesn't think that they can benefit from.
Two things.
Illegal.
Two things. One, Adam Burke also on the run line. Don't want to leave Adam Burke.
Adam Burke, yes, sir.
Great Adam Burke, along with you and Ben Wilson. Two, it's just it's just fascinating how the things are merging, and it's just the hypocrisies of the past become that much more pronounced day after day. It's a subject we've talked about many, many times. Let's get to today's baseball, though, real quick. Just give me in the first 10 or so games of the season. So, again, we're barely into this. But give me the club that you feel that has come out of the gate slow that you think actually is headed for big things that most people might not be thinking about. And the opposite of that, a team that started real quick that you're not buying into.
Well, you guys know how I feel about the Mets, and this team has looked better than anybody in baseball. So far, the Mets have 100% proved me wrong with everything. You know, we do know Buck Showalter's history, so we have that to factor in as well. But the Mets look amazing, and I didn't expect it. So we got to see how the injuries hold up and how that team holds up. And, you know, I mean, it bodes well with Jacob still on the bench, how good everybody's playing. And, you know, it finally looks like they're allowed to have fun, which it didn't look like they were allowed to do in the past. So the Mets are the team that's overachieving that I still have question marks on. I don't think that Tampa's as good as we think. I think their offense is better than it was in the past, but I think their pitching is too much to ask of this team. And I think Tampa's not going to be the team that we expected, because it's a lot for them to continue to have to do on a regular basis. And then there's just some surprises. Like, I never expected the Texas Rangers to be good, and we know that you can't build a team on offense, but to be this bad is pretty impressive.
Let me ask you this. I asked this of Joe Sheehan last night on Primetime, which is he of the Joe Sheehan newsletter, by the way, the baseball newsletter. The Dodgers obviously have come out hugely strong. And, you know, one of these things that we always talk about, well, things will regress either, you know, to the mean in either direction. But could we be staring at one of the things we talked about? I was like, could we be staring at an epic season from the Dodgers, where they are every bit as good as advertised, and they end up, you know, winning some colossal amount of games. And his comment back, and I thought it was interesting, because we'll have to think about this as bettors, was even if they do start to flirt with that later in a season, that they will manage their way against that. In other words, just like we saw, I'll bring this up, he didn't, just like we saw Clayton Kershaw's perfect game, you know, get managed over, right? No matter how you feel about that, the managerial aspect took precedence, that we'll see that in a full season arc for the Dodgers as well. Do you agree with that?
Yes. Listen, the Clayton Kershaw thing, from what I've gathered, Clayton kind of was okay with coming out. In essence, almost asked, like, no, it's my time. I'll come out of the game, which I find absolutely crazy.
Me too.
Listen, I'm punching you in the face, Gil. You can come talk to me at that point. Like, we're fine, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I heard, and so I know that Dave has a baby history and stuff like that. Dave does a good job of managing that team and being a player's manager and putting guys in a position to succeed. He does an even better job of appeasing the front office. So he's down there making sure that he's making both sides happy, which is a very difficult thing to do. And so it's impressive that he's so good at that and that he's been so good at that, because that can cause headaches for a while. And so that's why I think the comment that he made was probably accurate. Like, at some point, it's like, all right, let me give a little bit back to the front office. Let me give a little bit back to the players. And so it takes away from some of that stuff as far as 120 win type season that we saw from the Mariners back when I first came up. That was gross. And then I don't know if the pitching is strong enough to do that, because the hitting will get cold at some point, even though this is one of the best lineups I've ever seen in my life. And you definitely need pitching for 100 plus wins. And so I think it's going to be difficult, but this team, no question, is fantastic. And it's unbelievable.
What do you like?
The other thing I was going to say is we're talking about depth and teams that, you know, watching moving forward, and we see the Cardinals with a good start, 6-3, and they're missing their main pitcher. Nolan Gorman has hit 7 homers in 7 games in AAA, and he's one of the biggest prospects in baseball. And these guys got that on the horizon, too. And then, again, they're number one pitchers on the DL for half the season at least. Like, if the Cardinals can maintain this start and as good as they look, this team's only going to get stronger as the season goes on.
Give me your best play of the day before we go.
Oh, God, I don't have it. By the way, that slide last night in the San Diego game was not dirty at all. And for anybody who said it's dirty knows nothing about baseball. I looked at a lot of games early already, Gil, and there's a lot of, like, pretty even games, a lot of question mark. Like, we need to see Berrio step up and be good. And was Ohtani's last start really it? Can the Brewers just don't win for Woodruff, so we can't bet on him. Maybe Bieber at home.
Bieber at home for the Guardians.
I'm sure I'm getting plus money.
Okay, that's an early game. 11:10 Pacific, 2:10 Eastern. White Sox at the Guardians today. That's Dallas Keuchel against Shane Bieber. Thank you, Josh. Great catching up.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon.
Buddy. See you soon.
Josh Towers, everybody, at No Don't Josh on Twitter. We'll read all these tweets and more next, right here.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code VSiN200 to win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a homer, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Eligibility restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada and Mississippi. Skill Alexander. Jeff Parlay is here as well. Producer number 5 and 8. Grover Cleveland of producers. Jeff, you with a trainer now? You losing weight?
We're attempting. When's
the wedding?
A little over a year from now.
All right, you'll get down there, man.
We'll get there.
At your age, man, you could drop a whole bunch of pounds.
No, it's in all honesty, because our buddy Todd Wishnev has obviously talked about his journeys of putting on weight, losing weight, putting on weight, losing weight.
Yeah.
That whole thing. And
he's like Luther Vandross. And that's not a good thing. Luther used to put on weight, drop weight. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it just, it especially when the eating component has always been a little bit of a struggle.
Yeah.
On my end, that's what I've been working. But so far so good. I am
good
down a few pounds over the first 10 days. So
good for you.
No complaints.
Do it for the wedding pictures, if nothing
else. That's 100%.
Yeah, man.
And also, being a little healthier doesn't hurt.
I got to do it for my life. You do it for your wedding pictures. I got to do it for my life. I got to get there, too. We get tweets, and boy, did we get tweets about segment one. Philly Boy LV, 4223. You're totally right about how dumb and irresponsible Woj sounded with his take on the Kyrie situation. I have to weed through these because some of these are angrier than others. This is Michael Burns. Go get him, Gilly. Total joke from Woj. Bruce Dobigan. Thanks for getting on vitriotic. He re-aggravated me. Quotes. Love it. Gil is on fire. He's up. Not to mention, Gil, Massachusetts doesn't even have legal sports betting. Just a horrible take by Woj. Yeah, I said that. I mentioned that. Doesn't even have it. Let's see. I want to weed through these. Real Mad Indy. Gil, what are you talking about? The dude that threw the beer on our test to start the Malice in the Palace had $25 on our test to go over his points total. It had nothing to do with alcohol. Eric Arnetta, well said about the Woj comments. Alcohol is the number one problem, and it's not even close. John Balduzzi, first off, Woj has no clue. What book offers quarterly point matchups, as you said? Dumb comment. Secondly, books should offer quarterly points matchups. Woj is brilliant. That's great. From John Balduzzi. You were saying that Traina backed up Woj and all this?
Yeah. And that to me, like, Woj's comment, Woj's comment was irresponsible. It was stupid. Traina's article on top of it was just like, basically, I felt like I was living in a twilight zone, especially for Traina, who's someone who should know better.
We like Jimmy Traina. That's right.
Yeah.
Bobby Geddes, as someone who bets a lot, lives in Boston, has been to several Celtics playoff games, and really dislikes Kyrie. Woj's take is one of the most preposterous statements I've ever heard. Betting had zero to do with that. Boston just doesn't like Kyrie. Simple. Yeah. Hey, Barry Lamar Bonds went back to Pittsburgh. They didn't stop booing him. Was that betting? Stop it. On and on these. Tom F., T for three. I can promise you, when and if Ben Simmons returns to actually play in Philly, our vitriolic behavior will not be betting-based. People enjoyed that part of it. Yeah, get vitriolic right next time. All right, let's see. Yeah, Arby, just the fact that Woj used the example of betting on a guy to score more points in the second quarter than another guy shows without a doubt Woj has zero clue what he's talking about. On and on and on with these. I appreciate it. Oh, Tim Lawson, The Better Life. When I heard the Woj take, I also was appalled, but also wondered, did Todd Wishnev make it to a Celtics game? Is that where the betting heckling came from? By the way, Wishnev getting a lot of juice on this show today. My goodness. My goodness. This one, he agrees with Bradley Jackson's take. Cal McNair needs to be gone as owner of the Texans. This is from 3Jack3131. Love this segment on Woj. Some people need to stay in their lane, stick to breaking news for those that care. While we're at it, what was this point spread between the two unnamed players? Ha ha. But would you bet Steph Curry quarterly point total? A lot of people are like, hey, that sounds like a pretty good idea. And then this is from a Rich PSM. He said, wake up to hear the birth father of Wishnev and Rob Manfred orchestrating his bar mitzvah. What a Passover week. He rises. Oh, man. These go on and on. I could spend like a whole segment reading these. Let's see. Oh, here's Stephen Vegas. Woke up with the Mets in first place and Jeff Parlay wearing orange. Nice work. Gil, no Giants magic yesterday. Well, you're right about that. Can't have it every day, I suppose. How dare you sweep the Giants, Jeff? Which brings up, because there's a whole bunch of directions in sports betting that I want to go with. But one of them was, we'll get to the draft here, but this is Ben McAdoo. Do we have the Ben McAdoo audio? We ran this on Primetime Action last night, which, by the way, I don't know if you guys know, I host with Matt Brown and Kelly Bidlin here every night on on the network. I'm not sure I've ever mentioned Matt and Kelly on this show before. Have I? Oh, 100 billion times? This is Ben McAdoo, offensive coordinator of the Carolina Panthers, just going off on his thoughts on his starting quarterback this coming year.
And you look at Sam as your starting quarterback?
Sam is our starting quarterback, yes.
1 minute, 37 seconds later.
You know, one of the things I've been working on is being better talking to you people. So, you know, announcing the starting quarterback here, I just put my foot in the mouth. So that wasn't something I should have said.
So, two things. One, what's with the accent on the person in the middle that said 1 minute, 37 seconds later?
That's from SpongeBob.
Okay.
Yeah. that's a SpongeBob gag.
Why did we do SpongeBob in the middle of that?
Because it's easy.
Okay, cool. I have no problem with it. I'm just curious. So Ben McAdoo basically saying, oh, yeah, Sam's our starting quarterback, and then quickly realizing, I'm not the head coach here. I probably shouldn't say that out loud. And, oh, by the way, you have a draft coming up, Ben McAdoo. Maybe that will alter your quarterback situation. What I mean, at this point, you think Carolina, so we don't have these in volume in Nevada, but they are elsewhere. Teams being associated with, you know, what position are they going to draft with their first pick? And so I would think the Packers and wide receiver would be the most sort of obvious pairing. But I will tell you about our draft bets, Jeff, and we talked about this a little last night. The one thing that could throw all of our draft bets into just spiraling defeat is if there are trades that happen right before that involve quarterbacks, specifically with my bets, quarterbacks and wide receivers. Because if all of a sudden, like you see Deebo last night, Deebo Samuel wants out of San Francisco all of a sudden. So I'm just saying, if like a team like Green Bay traded for Deebo, I'm just riffing here on this. There's nothing in the news about that. But I'm just saying, if the wrong team that you think is clearly going to draft a position, like Carolina and a quarterback, I don't know, maybe that's what Carolina should be paired with, despite what Ben McAdoo had to say. All it takes is a trade, and our draft bets are blowed up. I said that on purpose. And so that's what I'm super worried about before the draft, and regardless of Ben McAdoo's comments, which we just used as a way to get into that conversation. But if you've got guys like Debo the week before the draft, and by the way, one has to wonder, why did Debo wait this long? Maybe because he thought he was going to come to a deal with the Niners and it hasn't worked out the way he wanted. And so now he's talking about leaving San Francisco, which would be a massive loss for the Niners. But Debo's interesting because he's a hybrid player, so maybe he wants a salary that is above and beyond what a wideout would get. But he wants out. And man, some of these, if there are trades before this draft, especially the closer we get to them, oh boy, on our draft bets. I will be adding a couple more. I have added one more. So I've got a total of seven. We'll talk about the specifics on those tomorrow because I think I'll have an eighth by tomorrow. The other thing that we've talked about at length on this show, Jeff, not at length, but we've brought it up maybe 10, 15 times, is this Lakers documentary, not documentary, this Lakers miniseries, can we call it that, on HBO Max. Called Winning Time, which I'm only an episode and a half into, seven episodes thus far, and it is wildly entertaining. I think we can all agree that. But every time we bring it up on this show, what is my comment to you, Jeff? I go, they murder Jerry West. They murder him. And I sort of laugh nervously because I'm like, why? So Jerry West has now finally come out. I don't know why it took seven episodes. But he demands a retraction and an apology over his portrayal in the HBO series Winning Time. Jerry West, the reason that I kept saying, why are they murdering Jerry West? Like, I can't believe that they're doing that to him, is because all we've ever known about Jerry West is that he is a soft-spoken, really deliberate, and may I just say this, basketball talent evaluating genius. That's how we've known him. And this series just makes him look like a raging, out of control, alcoholic, whatever. Like, it's just incredible. So Jerry West, man, he's got 2 weeks. He says, give me an apology in 2 weeks from Adam McKay. You love this series, but you also were like, what are they doing to Jerry West?
It's entertaining, but it's let's just say, don't go for historical accuracy for the most part.
That's one thing, but you can't, like, completely portray someone completely opposite of how he is.
Completely destroyed Jerry West. Well, and also this week, Kareem also kind of bashed the show as well.
He did. Kelly says, by the way, in the end, no one looks good by the end in this Winning Time HBO series. But it is entertaining.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.